In the following episode of Fast Break Breakfast, MBA podcast, the term rising cap has been replaced with an audio clip of Bill Rafferty saying, "Onions!" There also may be a lot of baby laughter in the background. Reminder, anytime you hear "Onions!" that means the rising salary cap. All right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast, MBA podcast. My name is Keith. I'm here, as always, with my buddies, Chuck and John. Also, special guest appearance.
Your progeny.
My son, Chase Buddy Budinger Parrish.
That's right.
Is being held in my lap. We don't know if this will work or not. He might speak up.
What did he sign for?
I don't know, but he has a lot of opinions on the stretch provision and is confused why some teams aren't using it.
I want to stretch proviso your son.
Well, that's, I don't know. That seems ominous.
Yeah. Well, I think the only thing of the stretch provision he cares about is diaper elasticity.
So. Yeah. He has many opinions on that. So it's a strange morning. We're recording on Wednesday. So far this morning, United Airlines had to ground all their flights due to a computer glitch. Mm-hmm. The New York Stock Exchange has shut down due to a computer glitch.
Gold bars.
And DeAndre Jordan is backing out of a contract agreement, perhaps with the Dallas Mavericks. This is breaking news. We will follow this as we record.
I think Chris Paul's bullying him again.
I think
he has a heart glitch.
If you come here right now, I will high-five you, is what he's saying. So I don't know if either the world's ending or it's just business as usual.
Yeah, this might be a giant, large-scale terrorist cyber attack.
Also, on
this
the
NBA Fight Club.
On mm-hmm. the way here, Chuck said he ran into a few non-functioning traffic signals. Right. So again, maybe the whole infrastructure is falling, guys.
Rich Paul is Tyler Durden.
Where is my mind? Anyway, gentlemen, what did we have for breakfast? Do we have a chance? Chuck, do you have something?
Yeah, I had a croissant.
That sounds kind of healthy.
With a hot dog in it.
What?
With bacon and cheese.
No.
Yes, Sonic has a croissant hot dog. Guys, you should try it. It fills you and makes you happy.
When you die, mm-hmm. Sonic should be somewhere on your tombstone.
I believe they've already co-sponsored.
Instead of an urn, you should just have a Sonic bag.
No.
A Route 44 cup.
A Route 44 cup.
instead of angels on the top of the tombstone, they should be the Sonic, like the
roller skating
roller girls.
Yeah. I may just get buried in a drive-thru.
Nice.
Underneath.
Here lies that guy who came here every day. We never learned his name.
And when you say that, you mean in a dumpster behind a Sonic.
Right. That's probably where I belong.
Where Chuck will be disposed of.
Are you on a first-name basis with any of your Sonic peoples?
See, the thing is, I'm so mobile that mm-hmm. I never go to the same Sonic twice. A little bit like, you know, going to the same strip
club. That's good tradecraft. That's like spy stuff.
It is. You don't want people to know your face.
You have a dead drop at the land Sonic.
John, do you have breakfast?
I did. I had something very disturbing. If you thought turkey bacon was conspiratorial, chicken sausage.
Oh. Mm.
Supposedly good for you. It makes me feel very bad.
I don't understand. Not everything has to be good for you.
Yeah.
Like sausage. I think we can all agree.
You're slouching towards diabetes.
Right.
Slouching?
Well, I'm just saying we'll try to make it less unhealthy, but we don't need to actually cross the line into healthy.
Right.
There's no need.
Mm-hmm.
You could really tell like when the like pork and bacon grease and like, you know, good grease, it like has a color.
Yeah.
Chicken grease has no color.
No, it's like clear. It's kind of, yeah, I'm
it's
sorry.
It's like just fatty water.
I think if I was to start a sausage company, our goal would be health neutral.
Health, yeah.
You want like our food is health
neither
neutral.
Here nor there.
You want to be a replacement level sausage.
The Al it's like, Anderson.
What's that soap that was pH balanced for your health or something? Like,
is that Dove?
Yeah, like, well, good. It doesn't burn you.
Right.
Like,
we don't need an acid or a base.
Anyway. My breakfast, I had a bowl of Golden Grahams.
Oh.
I hadn't had Golden Grahams in many, many years. I'm here to tell you, they are still amazing.
Oh, man. You know what I had a couple weeks ago? Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon.
And by, I
got
mean,
a box of it upstairs.
Do you? Toast I will eat crunch. All of it. I will so eat the whole thing of it.
I don't normally have cereal. I went to the store because I guess now that we have the baby, Chase Buddy Bunger Parrish, now going out for fun is me going to the grocery store once he falls asleep. Like, hey, I got like 20 minutes. I'm gonna go to the store, buy some things.
So the I'm going to cut my balls off and throw them into the sea.
To prevent this, this the downstep in life excitement.
I think I'd rather live life as a eunuch.
Yep.
Than be excited about going to Kroger.
I'm going to Kroger and I might buy some cereal.
Ooh.
Did it. Ate it this morning.
Do you find yourself buying like a bizarre large number of items?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This time it was one of those where like I consciously went hungry. Like, mm-hmm. I'm hungry. I'm going to go to the store and see what happens.
Yeah.
And three boxes of cereals, what happened? Because they had that thing where if I bought three of them, I get like a dollar off or something. Mm. Well, it's just...
Because you're saving
you know
money
what?
Then.
That's how they get you.
I make jokes, but when Chase Buddy Bunninger is averaging 7.3 points a game for the Timberwolves in 10, 15 years, it's gold.
It's going to, yeah.
If he's a 10-year-old...
It's going to pay off.
If he's a 10-year-old playing for the Timberwolves, we'll have a lot more to be proud of.
Or a 15-year-old.
Or a 15 if he's between the ages
of 10. Not good with kids' ages.
You aren't. You barely can size them correct.
He could be 6 months or 7.5 years old to me.
All right, so let's bring it to basketball. We're going to have a brief episode today. We're talking about, again, my favorite season, the free agency season. So we're not going to do our normal breakfast in bed apologies. We're going to be a little off format. What we're going to do, we're going to call this the Fast Break Breakfast. Shoney's Buffet, just talk about
free
what you
frenzy.
Want to talk about. Free agent frenzy. So what we're going to do is everyone, we're just going to go through some of the deals we find noteworthy and we're going to maybe name them, I think.
I know you wanted to get to basketball.
Yes.
But when I was a youth, maybe 6 or 7 years old, this is the last time I've ever been to a Shoney's, which that's a grim augury for this tale. I went up to the buffet. I was allowed to go myself, took the tongs.
I think we've heard this story.
Possibly.
Yeah, I think our listeners actually know this story.
The tongs. And took every piece of bacon from the, what is that, trough they keep the food in?
Yeah, it's a heated benzo plate.
Yeah, and I when I returned to the table, proud as can be, because I have achieved all of the bacon, my father promptly whipped my ass in the restaurant.
Did he make you eat every piece of bacon?
All I remember is the ass whipping, but I don't think so. I don't think so. That's not my dad's style.
No.
He wasn't like, here, smoke this whole pack of bacon.
I think that familiar story does get us where we need to be. I will, like the dad, I will go first to the buffet.
Right.
And I will achieve all the bacon.
Spurs style?
The Spurs. So the Spurs, I guess we could wrap this up. Clearly win free agency. They wrapped up Kawhi with a 5-year deal at the max, which we knew they would. And that on its own would be a great value play because of the...
And Danny Green
So then they went back and they signed Danny Green for under market, where he would have probably gotten a lot more.
Oh, he could have got paid.
And then they stole LaMarcus Aldridge after they cleared some space by moving some guys around. So that is it's a full scale win.
And also David West. Did we even mention him?
Oh, and then David West, who turns down $11.5 million,
a shrewd fortune.
Yeah. Now poor Kyle Anderson probably not going to get a lot of tick. With that log jam at the
tearing up that summer league,
and then Kyle had a big game too.
Did he? Yeah. So
the summer league overreaction is one good game is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
Well,
so I guess that's my that's my first. The Spurs again winning. I think
is it kind of interesting that as opposed to most sports, it seems like basketball's sort of operating on a meritocracy, where Spurs, you know, San Antonio is certainly not your. Considered a large market, whereas LA and New York are, and LA and New York are getting spurned for these teams that are doing it right, which is kind of, I'm looking for a silver lining here.
Well, no, well, the reality is, and I've read a piece on this by Howard Beck.
A hot take
that, you know, it's the end of the large scale, big market drawing you to the, you know, big city on the coast. Because the earth is kind of flat. We have social media, everyone in there, you know, everyone has the ability to be marketed from whatever part of the country they're at. The two biggest superstars in the NBA play in Oklahoma City and Cleveland. And,
and in Oakland.
Oh, I'm sorry.
To San Francisco.
Yeah, Oaktown. Yeah, we can say that now.
And now that Rajon Rondo is to the Kings, also in Sacramento.
Yeah, so it's a different world. You don't need to be in a big city to get big. You know, just seeing Monroe go to Milwaukee, people are going to where the franchises make sense.
You look at Aldridge to the Spurs, Marc Gasol staying in Memphis, Anthony Davis re-signing a full extension in New Orleans. Those are all small markets.
Yeah. Ain't
that's
that right?
He agrees. Right, buddy.
Yes.
Buddy, seconds.
You said Marc Gasol, and everybody goes, oh!
You're in a different world now, but the way the salary cap structure is set up, big names don't leave their teams. That's kind of the way it works, because a team can offer that.
They're good teams. I don't think it's people choosing to play good basketball. Aldridge left his team.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess New Orleans, you think they have the trajectory to be better.
Because they have a really good player. But other than that, I haven't seen anything that makes me, you know, signing Omar Sheik to $12 million a year doesn't give me hope for their front office.
Is that a cream of wheat? Do you want to go to the buffet?
We can head to the buffet.
Why don't you go to the buffet and pick out something?
We can go to the fruit plate. That's what I would call the fruit plate signing of the summer would be Omar Sheik getting $12 million to back. Is he even starting?
Yes.
Yeah, he is. Okay. So
Gentry expressed in the last couple of days that he plans to use Anthony Davis at center.
Right.
Good for him.
After they signed. I never remember.
My Grizzlies wannabe player.
Yes.
Alexis Ajinka.
Yeah. He signed for a reasonable deal. It looked like a good, like a 4-year, $20 million. But then to follow that up with re-upping Omar Asik, which I assumed even with. Like he maybe was in for a pay cut, but he was not.
No.
5 years, $60 million for a guy who couldn't even see the court when they played the Warriors.
Are those trade chips? Is that what we're looking at?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things where you want to keep your guys around, a la the Celtics, where they just sign everybody just to have them and maybe they'll move them later. Well, I don't know.
Like, because really, if you play Davis at center, who's playing power forward? Like Dante Cunningham?
Who also re-signed.
Yes, but for a much better rate.
Theoretically, Ryan Anderson finds his shooting stroke again.
Theoretically, indeed.
From hell.
Well, maybe Gentry's the guy to actually make their historically poor defense when Ryan Anderson's out there work for them. Allow me to be the Yang to your Yin, the Crockett to your Tubbs, the Jared Fogler to your Bill Cosby. Where the Spurs went high, the Kings have gone low.
Oh, that's
a new low has been met.
That was going to be my worst of the week.
Yeah, so I'll call that. What dish?
Or my apology.
Your cottage cheese.
Yeah, cottage cheese.
The cottage cheese of the week will be
cottage cheese with some sort of preserves and black pepper.
So I think we need to spend a few minutes on the Kings.
Take us down memory lane.
Well, I mean,
worst trade ever.
Stauskas.
Just in this free agency period, we have one of the worst trades where they unloaded Jason Thompson and Carl Landry and
Stauskas and a first.
And Stauskas. Yeah, and a first, and they're going to swap two other firsts.
Right to trade.
This is nightmarish. Zach Lowe brought up a very good point. Does anyone in the front office in Sacramento know about the stretch provision? That they could have just stretch provisioned Landry, Thompson, and it would have actually opened up a lot of cap room. But those guys had 2 years remaining on their contracts. You don't need to pay first round picks. And they did this in a way where they opened up the cap room before they even had anyone committed to come into that cap room. So it's highly questionable. They thusly filled it with
Rondo
who is a terrible player.
Yeah, Kufus.
Costa Kufus, who, as a Grizzlies fan, I'm happy for him as a person that he made some money.
I think he could be a starting center.
It's confusing. I don't know. The whole storyline with him has been he wants to go somewhere to start to get more minutes. So he went from backing up arguably the best center in Memphis to now backing up arguably the best center in Sacramento.
Yeah.
I think possibly he could play the five and DeMarcus could play the four more. But then they drafted Willie Cauley-Stein, who has no offensive skills, and you don't see how they can play on the court together because you're just going to collapse. Even if Kufos and Cousins play together, Kufos is a guy you can leave. you can put a small guy on him and just make him beat you on the offensive boards. His
right.
his little his vaguely functional half hook
his upside
isn't gonna
is,
beat you.
His upside is a hot Tristan Thompson performance. That's the Kufis upside. We're forgetting a humorous little subplot, the Marco Bellinelli Omri Caspi saga. Wherein Omri Caspi was markedly sad over the signing of someone as marginal as Marco Bellinelli. So at least Omri Caspi understands his role. But then, magically, and perhaps deleteriously, the Kings then signed Omri Caspi.
So yeah. if you take out the horrible trade where they unloaded the pick and you know the right swaps of the picks, they actually had, well, actually, then we have to also throw out Rondo.
Right.
But signing Kufos for 8.5 a year, signing Caspi for, I think it was $3 million maybe, and then signing Bellinelli, you know, at like six, those are all good moves. Those are all, like, those are all...
Rondo accepted.
Exactly.
Bellinelli can still shoot.
Not counting Rondo, those are all good. Like, these are players who I'm like, that guy can help you win, that guy can help you win. And the Kings signing three of them, if even one was just keeping a guy they had for relatively cheap, like, those are good moves. But then you throw together the whole...
I think the Spurs will have a hard time filling that shooting, although Aldridge does space the floor a bit because he is a very... He shot league average from three last year.
Yeah, Aldridge can shoot.
You would think that was a something that they're going to need to figure out, especially with that spacing offense with the Spurs. But, yeah, I think the Kings are terrible. They are bound to end up in the lottery, which means...
They can't win more than... 30 games?
No, not in the West.
35? Maybe?
You can accidentally make the playoffs in the East, you know, a la the Bucks last year. It's not going to happen in the West.
So the Kings...
Thunder won 45 games and missed the playoffs in the West.
Yeah.
Another thing that I questioned the Kufos signing is Rudy Gay had a slightly under-the-radar good year last year, but he's so effective playing the four.
Yeah,
like the new small ball era of the NBA, he's a really good four. Like the international, when he plays Team USA, he's a power forward and he's really good. It's he plays the four. Well, he can't play the four if Cauley-Stein, Kufos, and Cousins are all playing a lot of minutes. So it's all strange. Going back to the Spurs, they did lose Bellinelli. They also lost Corey Joseph. They traded away Thiago Splitter. Aaron Baines is going to the Pistons. One thing, while their starting lineup looks unbelievable, did lose a lot of depth, and they lost kind of those glue guys.
Yeah.
They don't have, I don't know how much of their starters, I mean, I guess Danny Green and Kawhi are both so good and great defenders.
Looks like they're retaining Manu. Looks like they'll probably retain Patty Mills.
If the salary cap goes up.
I'm looking for guys who are going to dive on the floor.
Onions.
And just do all the, just do all the dirty work.
Yeah.
Where it's one of those things when you put together a great team on paper, I'm always looking for who's going to do the...
If there's a team that I feel confident will find the aforementioned dirty work player, it's probably Greg and the Spurs.
Oh, Poppy.
And they're going to... They could find just a rando. Just
nobody that they're going to get from Europe and he's going to blow our minds.
They'll pick up the fourth quarter. The stretch proviso Vince Carter, and suddenly he'll be this amazing grit grind player on another team.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
They're pretty good at those reclamation projects.
I'm going to go to the buffet. I'm going to pick up maybe just the scrambled eggs.
Ah.
So like, okay, not life-changing, not great. And this is my scrambled eggs are going to be, I'm going to say the Toronto Raptors.
Hmm.
I like a lot of what they did.
Those eggs are overcooked.
I like some really well-made scrambled eggs, perfectly seasoned. They signed Damari Carroll away. They did pay a premium. But again, with the, pretty much you sign anyone you can. You sign anyone you can for any amount of years, it's kind of okay. Which again, I think I'm stealing from Zach Lowe. Like, just get players. I think the exceptions are Omar Asik, which I find highly questionable. But so like you kind of overpay for Damari Carroll. You bring in Corey Joseph for what might, you know, some people on the surface say 4 years, $30 million. That's a lot. Like, that's too much to pay for a guy who was kind of a second or third guard. I think he has a lot of potential. I think he desperately wants to be there. He's a Canadian. They're excited about bringing him in.
You're about to get Spursed.
And
he's Gary Neal Mark 50.
That is true. They might get him Spursed. But they were paying their backup point guard last year
Yes.
Yeah. 7 or 8 million, whatever Grievous was making. So that with they are keeping the same amount being paid to a backup point guard, so it might be fine. They signed Bismack Biyombo for 2 years, $6 million, which I think is a great deal.
Destitute man's Roy Hibbert.
But they also lost Lou Williams and his two girlfriends. So that
while they
and all the Ron Drake, Brown Drake references that will come accompany that. Abe agrees.
Abe agrees. So I think getting Corey Joseph, Amari Carroll, Bismack Biyombo for some reasonable prices, that's decent. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of it's scrambled eggs. I like them. I don't think they've improved their team by a massive amount. I do hope they can win a playoff game this year. Because again, I was pretty high on them last year, and then the wheels came off. The
plane flew into the building.
Oh, dear. On the day the stock exchange is down, Tony?
We're already alluding to terrorist activity. My sneaky good off-season
is these the crepes?
We're going to say waffles?
Are these crepes?
Waffles. Kind yeah, I would waffles? Say waffles.
Clips?
The Wizards are doing a wonderful job kind of filling out their roster. Jared Dudley doesn't have the,
Jared Dudley for nothing.
Huevos that Paul Pierce has, but he, I think, is effectively a replacement.
Quietly played the same as Keith alluded to earlier, stretch four, new small guy four thing very well for the Bucks.
He did. You have Allen Anderson, who's super nobody cares, but played very well for the Nets. Gary Neal.
Incredibly average.
Who we just pooped on. I think those are decent pickups on a team that kind of has a good core and can, give a little bit of, headache to a 1 or 2 seed in the playoffs.
What I don't get is I'm not crazy about any of the Wizards moves. They're all fine to me. Right. I don't feel like they move the needle much.
When Gary Neal and Jared Dudley aren't your...
I think Jared Dudley's great.
World
shakers. I'm perplexed. We'll get to the Bucks in a second when I go back for my burnt bacon. The the Bucks unloading Jared Dudley to a team that will be their rival for the fourth or fifth seed is just strange to me.
Maybe it's a Andre Iguodala sleeper agent scenario.
That's a good theory. Again, Gary Neal was horrible, but apparently he only likes to play on good teams.
Heard that.
And so I like it. I'm glad David West, going back to David West, he was rumored to maybe be going to the Wizards because he said he wanted to play for a contender, and that ruffled my feathers.
Yeah.
Like, since when is
Randy Whitman coach team a contender?
Since when is like a mid-40s team in the East a contender? Like, we're getting real loose here. Like, what are they, the 12th best team in the NBA?
It happens. It happens.
So I'll transition from that. Daddy's going to go get some bacon. Turns out it's all burnt.
Yeah.
I was super excited about the Bucks offseason, not counting with their draft day trade, which we already covered. They're trading a first round pick for Grievous Vasquez, which was just strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then they signed Greg Monroe, which is, I think, a great fit because the rest of that team is pretty good at defense. They can cover up some mistakes and they just need offense. So getting a offensive center, I think, is a good move for them. Getting a free agent up until the frigid confines of Milwaukee.
Incredible.
What kind of
magic is Jason Kidd pulling on these young NBA players?
Trips to Vegas, baby.
That's
Vegas.
What it is.
Yeah.
Telling you how to get away
with it. You say good fit. Assault. I say decent passing big man who misses all his bunnies.
Yeah.
Yeah, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, well,
Have you seen the Bucks try to put the ball in the hole? It's ugly.
I guess they did need to fill that Larry Sanders goofy miss dunk game a little bit.
But the wind that the Bucks had put in my sails, however, was then taken away when they just unloaded Jared Dudley to a competitor. They're not a rival, but they're an Eastern Conference team. They're going to be, facing like in the middle of that. I think they're like,
can you explain that trade to me? Because I don't understand it.
Salary saving.
That's it.
Salary dump. I guess they did not. I think most people were surprised he opted in. I was surprised. And then for me, it seemed like a win for the Bucks. Like, you're just keeping $4 million around, like, for a good player, a guy who has some versatility, who fits what they do, who's a veteran leader, seems to be a good locker room guy.
We always say that about Jared Dudley, but he's been passed around like VD lately.
You have a good point.
So maybe, just maybe, that Twitter game isn't quite as strong in the locker room as
And he's
thought.
A guy I wanted to be on the Grizzlies.
Absolutely. Our dream, this is what being a Grizzlies fan is, our dream was Jared Dudley and Alexis Ajinka. we surpassed that dream.
We actually have
Brendan
surpassed
Wright and
said
Matt
dream.
Barnes, I think.
Do you want to go to the buffet and pick out something nice and talk about the Grizzlies?
Yeah, I'll get the let's do it. If we're going to go full Grizzlies, let's go with the blueberries, which are slightly on the mealy side. Mm-hmm. Because
just like a bowl of blueberries they had up there?
Yeah. You know,
like I wouldn't trust the Shoney's blueberry.
A little wormy. But the Grizzlies, you know, basically got Matt Barnes for nothing. I am a little tired of Grizzlies fans opining that this fulfills our 3-point shooter role because Matt Barnes does not do that.
He has in the past few years gotten up to a little above league average.
Anyone, if you're shooting over 33%, that's all we want.
That's really the
like Quincy Pondexter rolls out 28%. Vince Carter does a 31%.
And then I don't know who identified that Brandon Wright wanted to play closer to home, but whomever did, good on you. Because that's a great deal.
The Brandon Wright signing,
for the
mid-level
exception, is
incredible.
Ridiculous.
That was the best.
That's one of the best deals of
it really
all free
is.
Agency.
Yeah, you guys.
I mean, that's right up there with Reggie Jackson signing for $80 million.
Good God!
Oh,
did
my.
They just sign
let's
him
save
to keep
that
him?
Moment. Okay, let's save that moment.
Why don't you? Somebody else could take that one right now.
I want to. I want to. Okay. I want to keep focusing on the Grizzlies.
Okay,
just for a second longer.
Right.
In lieu of a Grizzlies epilogue, which we've deprived our local listeners.
We probably must. We must forsook again.
For a little bit, the Grizzlies. We talked about how, with their salary cap situation, how if Jeff Green opted out, they had no cap room. They only had the mid-level exception. They were going to be screwed. So then Jeff Green opts in, which at least we know that was good. But still, we wanted to upgrade the wing. We needed to get another wing defender and a three-point shooter, and we needed to replace Kosta Kuvos. The fact that the front office did that, which some people will argue is an upgrade getting Brandon Wright over Kuvos. I think it is because of the versatility.
Certainly.
Yes. I agree.
Even though he can't shoot, but his athleticism and his movement, he can play the floor.
I know we don't throw lobs, but now we could.
They need to spend most of training camp working on lobs.
Yeah, just throw it. Brandon Wright is a pick and roll alley-oop machine.
I spent a lot of last year talking about how the Grizzlies, all I want is them to get a backup power forward who can run a pick and roll and catch a dunk. Because that's free offense in the NBA.
You know what? As much as I dislike their draft, I think that's what Jaren can do. He's an athletic big guy.
Jarrell.
I don't even know.
Jarrell.
Jarnell Stokes.
Right.
Junior.
Yeah.
Faster Jarnell.
I think he's Jor-El's brother.
Ah, yes.
Son of Jarrell.
So, Neil. So, again, we covered a little bit. We think the Grizzlies draft was bad, but them getting Brandon Wright to play under market value, to take a hometown discount, which might be the first ever free agent to take a hometown discount for the Memphis Grizzlies. They have gotten some guys to re-sign. I know Tony Allen spurned bigger money. Zach Randolph took the veteran discount type thing. Okay, Chuck, did you want to go and pick out some Reggie Jackson?
Jackson is, and I'm sorry for this, Keith, but Reggie Jackson is the salad of the buffet. This trade is horrific.
He is the like 3-day old potato salad that's kind of got a green tint to it.
It's got like Shoney Bear's hair in it from when he's been fondling
the
buffet.
I think what they did was they went back and saw last season's issues with Monroe and taking that 1-year deal and the kind of
I think you're right.
Like, they were just angry.
I think they spooked themselves.
Yeah.
Because who are they betting against here? Who are they bidding against here?
That is the question of the day.
I just don't know.
No one was going to
pay him. He was a restricted free agent.
Nobody was going to give him any money.
Yeah.
And he basically, they paid him that much money to make sure he was happy in the locker room, I think.
Right.
And that, which for a guard that can't shoot, and when they run a basically all pick and roll offense, they're going to be able to defend it, and he's not going to be effective. And Buddy Budinger believes
Buddy Budinger
too.
Has a huge opinion.
Buddy Budinger
We watched those meaningless games of the Pistons last year. That's right, man.
I think what Buddy's trying to say is that maybe, just maybe, this is the Detroit Pistons' Mike Conley Jr. moment.
It really could be.
And then they'll look like geniuses.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I don't see it from as well as he plays against the Grizzlies, which Reggie Jackson always plays well against the Grizzlies. I don't see him as that type of point guard, you know, top 10 point guard who runs a team.
Yeah, I'm going to say some names. Okay. Chris Paul, John Wall, Russell Westbrook, Steph Curry, Jeff Teague, Kyle Lowry, Ty Lawson, Elfrid Payton. How about Damian Lillard?
Yeah.
Eric Bledsoe, Mike Conley.
Yes, yes.
Brandon Knight, Kyrie Irving.
Goran Dragic.
Tony Parker, Goran Dragic.
Heat reference.
Always.
How many was that?
80.
Those are all players, I think.
80 million.
He's getting paid $1 million.
Those are all players who I would comfortably take over Reggie Jackson, who is getting paid again. They bid themselves up against no one. $16 million on average for the next 5 years.
Double that offer from the Thunderbirds.
I will say, for the Pistons, I really like everything else they have going on their roster. They have...
You're a big Aaron Baines fan?
Well, they got Marcus Morris.
Ersan.
For pretty much free. They have Ersan Ilyasova, who I irrationally love.
Who is almost, you know... Kind of a, he's not the same player as Greg Monroe.
They have Kinsey and Clown Posse, who, despite poor stats, had a really good real plus minus. Seemed to help the team. Mm-hmm. Jody Meeks, great shooter. They have Anthony Tolliver off the bench.
Please don't act like Reggie Bullock and Danny Granger don't exist, even though they don't exist.
They do not.
They literally are 16 and 17 on the roster. I assume
Stanley
they
Johnson
will be cut.
Is looking decent in the summer league.
We haven't talked. We're not even going to talk much summer league, but...
That's a shame.
Keith, who does not watch college basketball, has been devouring summer league. And let me tell you about my friends Miles Turner and Stanley Johnson. They are awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you haven't really lived until you've watched summer league basketball in a mountain sports bar grill in the middle of Hayesville, North Carolina, with one other guy who's wearing colors, like biker gang colors.
I'm pretty happy Hayesville, North Carolina has NBA TV.
Hey.
That seems like a win.
I asked and I received. I think it's because the only way they could get television was to have a giant satellite dish. Therefore, they got all channels.
They got that Dish Network, and they had to end up with like, you're going to take it, you're going to like it.
Yeah. I saw some Miles Turner, too. Pretty impressive. But, you know, I'm in an empire state of mind now, so maybe I should get some lox from Shoney's Buffet. Is that even?
Ooh, I don't think they have those.
They might have.
Well, you know what? Since empire state of mind now, as far as NBA is concerned, now means like...
how about a bagel?
Like just a nightmarish, never-ending storm of feces. I think that, you know, the bagel might be, the stale bagel might be good, because let's talk about whom the Brooklyn Nets and New York Knicks have signed. Because we're looking at the likes of Shane Larkin.
The wrong Lopez brother.
Well, Thomas Robinson.
Let's specify. These are Nets.
Yeah.
The Nets have done some strange. They did accept Thomas Robinson for a minimum salary, which is just, it's hard to criticize.
Yeah, because he's a baffling lunatic.
A former number two pick.
Yeah. And then you go over to what the Knicks have done, and some of it seems like it's kind of good, but compare it to their expectations, and Robin Lopez isn't what they were after.
Mm-mm.
You know, fine center, but I mean, it's not it, really. This just speaks to, between this and the Lakers, just speaks to the death of the large market.
Mm-hmm. I think the Knicks need to be commended for not being awful.
Yeah,
I know they've set the bar now.
I like their draft
where that makes us excited.
Right.
They had a decent draft, they got Kylo Quinn.
That's their lone good pickup.
Aaron Aflalo.
That's not a good pickup.
It's not a crippling contract by any stretch of the imagination.
No, $8 million a year.
It's like he has been secretly bad.
Yeah, he has. He's not even...
He's average.
I'll say it right now. Guarantee you Aaron Aflalo ends up taking that second-year player option.
Aaron Aflalo loves scoring on bad teams.
This is true. He's a magic legend.
His flirtation with the playoffs was not what he was looking for. Mm-hmm. So he's happy to get back to a poor team, much like Lou Williams. Captain Lou is like, I need shots that don't matter.
Six.
Although the Lakers,
Lakers roster.
Okay, yeah. Can we talk about him?
Yeah. That's like a wet dream of first lunatics.
I'm going to go to the Shoney's Breakfast Buffet and pick out the vegetable soup. Which is still warm. Oh, you want soup
from
too?
From dinner.
We got soup.
Hot pot of coffee.
Oh, man.
So Lou Williams is a teammate of Kobe Bryant and Nick Young.
Woo!
And I've heard D'Angelo Russell is shoot first as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
thankfully, they got a Roy Hibbert garbage can.
Or did they? Trade might be getting reneged as well.
Really? They can, well, if they think if DeAndre backs out of the Mavericks, maybe the Mavericks will want to sign and trade Monte Ellis to the Pacers, and so maybe Larry Bird wants to back out of his.
Birdman.
Just hit reset on free agency.
Dude, I would be so
it's good. Over.
We can do an, I know it ended. No, it ends tomorrow.
No, I'm just saying, like, last year, LeBron, we are not yet at the one-year anniversary of...
The decision. Of the re-decision.
Of Chuck's scoring heat fan test.
The circumcision.
So, but this year, everything has happened so quickly. It's all gotten out of, like, pretty much done. All the good players are off the board, except if now if DeAndre changes his mind.
Well, LeBron hasn't re-signed.
And goes back. And LeBron could always be doing the long con, the conspiracy theory.
Well, here could be my one conspiracy theory, you know, for the offseason. This is all LeBron waiting to stick Dan Gilbert in the butt with a long, sharp, pointed object.
This could be the amazing... Comic Sans Count of Monte Cristo, a elaborate revenge scheme to have Dan Gilbert pay $100 million right. in luxury taxes, and then for LeBron just to
go to the Warriors and play for the minimum.
I'm going to take my talents to Oakland.
To the Bay. We go get high fee. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen, but I can dream, can I?
Maybe, absolutely. Maybe Vlade Divac knows something we don't.
That makes the Sacramento Kings immediate contenders.
He's going to take it to the capital city.
Where were we?
We're everywhere.
We're lake showing it.
We're at the lake
show. Yes, thank you. So I can't imagine how this. I actually like them getting Roy Hibbert because they can't tank this year. Tanking does them no good.
Right.
Because they're only top three protected. They could lose all their games and still only have like a 20% chance or whatever it is, like a 50% chance of being top three. And so I do like them getting Hibbert because it's better than literally nothing.
Yeah.
He can rebound and doesn't necessarily need the ball that much, even though he claims he wants touches like all these big men who.
So why not just sign a Bismack Biyombo? Why?
Got to move that. I think they could have done both. Yes. It seems like they could have offered way more than $3 million to Bismack Biyombo.
Sure.
And it
seems
like
their own Ed Davis.
It seems like maybe they should have actually even exercised that embarrassing $9 million team option for Jordan Hill.
Right, absolutely.
But they didn't. Someone asked me.
When you're coming from 29th defensively, yes, Hibbert is going to be an improvement, but at what cost victory? You know, the guy can't move. He wants the ball more. He's not going to get it more.
Mm-hmm. I think it's poor form to restate your own tweets, but I'm going to do it right now.
Always. Yeah.
Someone asked on Twitter, with this current Lakers roster, what is a realistic expectation for this season? My answer, an on-court murder.
Well, at least we're going to see more of Roy Hibbert. Oh, now Parks and Recreation's not on the air anymore.
I know. That's the worst, is him moving so far from Pawnee. him and Detlef really had a...
They had a thing going.
So I was watching a rerun of Parks and Recreation, and I forgot that Miles Plumlee is on it, but they don't even mention him. It's like Roy Hibbert and Miles Plumlee walk into a restaurant, and they only say, Roy Hibbert has the line.
That's a Parks and Rec mistake there.
It is.
Greg Shore, you should be ashamed. We'll see who etches their name on the Stanley Cup first. But I can't wait for this Waggy P. Hibbert pick and roll.
Oh,
it's so good.
Can we talk about how you guys' heart was broken with Chris Middleton?
Oh,
well,
Chris Middleton.
I'd already mourned that he wasn't coming, and I should have mentioned that in the positive column for the Bucks.
Yeah,
I think them re-signing Chris Middleton is a great deal.
A lot of money, dude.
For less than Reggie Jackson.
For less than Reggie Jackson.
$10 million less.
It's just a fantastic deal to lock that guy up. He's 23. I do still have question marks about now that the Suns re-signed Brandon Knight for 5 years, $70 million. Like, are you telling me you wouldn't rather have Brandon Knight for locked up?
Yeah.
Throughout the Giant, where he's going to be making $14 million instead of having to choose if you want Michael Carter Williams. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're paying some guys that aren't that great already.
Yeah.
I mean, no.
The Suns are, they really made their play for Aldridge, and now I think it's left them kind of in a listless place. A lot of money for ancient Tyson Chandler.
Them not liking Hornacek having a beef with the Morris twins, breaking up the Morai, that's a sad
The Morai.
But him having a beef with Markieff Morris, who might be their second best player, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
Well, he thinks it's not quite as awkward as twins going to jail together. So let's not forget that still in play.
Let's also remember, while they do, and we don't condone violence, neither does Buddy Budinger over here, who's getting real excited. So he's a big fan of the Morris twins. And as my wife said, when I said, like, I texted her to let her know that they had been separated. Uh-oh. That Marcus Morris had been shipped to Detroit.
It make her sad.
And she was sad. And then I'm like, but you do know they have an outstanding assault charge, right? To which my wife replied, which is why I don't think these guys are going to lose. They're not going to be convicted. Because random peer, possible jury member, my wife says, but they were defending their mom's honor, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is true. Who's going to convict that?
You said, what about my mother?
Would they ever even be able to pinpoint who was the one who did the assaulting?
Never.
Because they're
Well, it depends
twins.
On if he did it from long range, it was Markieff.
That's pretty funny.
If he did it from inside 15 feet, it was probably Marcus.
That's a great joke. I'm with you. Point to which one. You know,
can you be certain one of these, one of them, but which one?
Well, it was from 32 feet. Your Honor.
I think I'm looking through this. Nothing else really jumps out at me at the list of the free agent signings. The ones that re-signed with the same team, I don't know why Tobias Harris did. Scott Skiles didn't play him in
Especially as an
Milwaukee.
RFA. Weird.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird he didn't take a max deal. Seems like someone
also weird.
It was re-signed.
The Kings purportedly offered him a max deal, to which he said, "No thanks."
But here's my thing: the league seems, and this is my, you know, understanding of it. No one is taking this 1-year deal, waiting for that onions.
Wesley Johnson.
That was about it.
Which honestly is a great win for the Clippers.
Yeah.
They just need players. And Wesley Johnson betting on himself, saying like, I will take a minimum contract 1 year.
The Reggie Jackson.
To walk across the hall.
But there isn't anyone who said, no, this year I'll just get paid. And when the onions happen.
You say no one, but Rajon Rondo is staring you in the face.
That's true.
Kind of Greg Monroe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of Greg Monroe. Now, there's some players that did it, but you know.
Let it out, buddy.
We saw there are plenty of 2 and 3 year deals lingering, which are pretty close.
This is the baby cast.
Yeah, I think
I'll bring my son next time. He speaks in sentences.
I think Buddy Budinger is saying we should probably get to the par fadeaway.
That's probably
So
par fadeaway, we're looking at the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
As a Grizzlies fan, DeAndre Jordan leaving the Clippers and going to the Mavericks.
Here it is. What does DeAndre want more? To get some final dap from Chris Paul, to get that ever awaited high five. Yeah. Or does he want to get back on the Chandler Parsons orgy suite?
Oh, yeah.
Getting Chandler all Parsons, that I think, has a standing room. I think the Palms has just his suite available at all times for recruiting. But I'm saying this went from a nightmare scenario for the Clippers, which I was gloating over
as a
Grizzlies fan, because they had nothing they could do. They're capped out. They had no players. They could fill the role. They had no front court players. Like, they were probably going to get Kendrick Perkins, JaVale McGee, and Hasheem.
Get the band back together,
and
baby.
And Hasheem to be like a three-man.
James Posey, come out of retirement. Do it.
Ekpe Udo going to get increased role, perhaps. and then the Mavericks, even with getting DeAndre Jordan, aren't better than – they're not a contender. They're depending a lot on Wesley Matthews' reconstructed Achilles.
If this deal falls through with the Mavericks, what will Mark Cuban not do? What
did you call him, Mark Cuban?
I think cumin.
I might have.
It's a cumin at the breakfast.
It's a food podcast.
It is a food podcast. I think the plan, and he has stated it, and it's kind of a backwards way to do it now, that it's apparently DeAndre's, you know, having second, you know, thoughts about signing with the Mavs. His plan was to tank.
Yeah.
And to just bury it and say goodbye, which meant Carlisle would probably quit.
Dirk Nowitzki would probably shut it down.
He would probably
Let's
shut
go
it
home.
Down. So if that happens, then you've got a you know, if you got a change in the guard there at the coaching position for Dallas, and you have probably a different, you know, philosophy for that team going forward.
Does Villanueva accept his 1 year contract to come back?
Absolutely not.
Does Richard Jefferson?
Want titles.
Yeah.
They were all aboard.
Oh.
So this is strange. All right. So all I can say is follow Woj on Twitter and Mark Stein.
Steiny Mo.
And while you're at it, follow us.
Woj Bombs at Fast Break Break.
Yes. Thank you. Also, you should know we are coming out with t-shirts very soon. I leaked the image last night. There seemed to be some interest. Those will be for sale. We'll let you know how through Twitter. I am checking in to my Southwest flight in 20 minutes. I'm headed to Vegas for Vegas Summer League. Super excited about that. So I'll have a firsthand account of some of these. I'm looking forward to seeing this Carl Anthony Towns. People say he's good at basketball.
Big cat.
So yes, follow us on Twitter at Fast Break Break. Rate us, review us on iTunes and on Stitcher.
5 stars or GTFO.
Yeah, it really helps us out. So thanks for listening. We hope your team is improving. If not, we hope they are being funny and what they are doing.
Say goodbye, Chase Buddy Buttinger.
Say bye, little buddy.
Oh, goodbye.
All right. Thanks for listening. Remember, breakfast is the most important thing.